Time for our Athlete of the Week program. Of course, Athlete of the Week is being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my privilege to introduce our Athlete of the Week this week. From Lunaway Christian High School, we have Isabel Kirkendall. Welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thank you.
And quite a monumental week this week. You 1,000 career kills in your career. That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Couldn't do it without my teammates.
Well, tell us about your team.
So this year we have a pretty old team. We have just juniors and seniors on our team. We have a new libero than last year. Same setter. She's running a 5-1, so that's good. And we have two really strong middles, strong DSs, so we're looking pretty good.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, you've had a pretty successful year so far, and I know, you know, new coach, so some different dynamics. And mm-hmm. How is that working out with the team this year?
It's working pretty good. It was a little bit of adjustment at the beginning, but I feel like now that we got into the season, we're pretty comfortable and got into, like, the new flow of things.
Well, you know, with not being in a conference, I know, like, you played Adrian the other night, and, you know, all the teams now that, you know, are in the county or in the middle of conference matches. How is that for you guys in trying to figure out, you know, with some rivalries and things to kind of keep the year going, waiting for that district tournament where a lot of these other schools are really trying to get their conference tournament? How does that work out for you guys?
Well, it's a little bit more difficult to have, like, those rivalries within the conference since we obviously don't have one,
right.
But I feel like a lot of the rivalries come with, like, the county tournament. That's a really big tournament. That's a really big, like, spirit booster for us. But other than that, it's just, like, close teams, I feel like, because we don't really get to have that, like, routine like all the other teams have.
Right.
You said you're, like, an older team, mostly made up of juniors and seniors. Does that camaraderie and, you know, being with each other for a number of years, does that really make a difference, you know, as your team gels and you know, everybody seems to be on the same page?
Yeah, it definitely makes a difference. A lot of us have actually been playing together since, like, the sixth grade, so we've grown in our skills together, so we trust each other a lot on the court, and that makes it a lot easier to just play and have fun.
Well, the other thing, too, you know, like when I mentioned the hallway, talked about, you know, seeing you a lot on the basketball court last year when I did all the games. And that's another thing, you guys, multi-sport athletes together. So that have to have a lot of confidence and faith and trust in your teammates, because it's not only volleyball. You're on the floor with them in different sports as
right.
well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is your record now so far this season?
11-2, I think it was. That sounds right to me, yeah.
Okay, so having a pretty good year and making a difference being juniors and seniors, that does make a difference. But as far as the rest of the season goes, are there any other teams circled on your calendar that you really would like to beat?
We would really like to win, like, the county tournament, like I said. I don't know of many other teams that we have. We don't have many games, honestly.
And how many do you have left?
I don't even think we have another match left, but we have a lot of quads and tries.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I think we have a pretty big quad right towards the end of the season where a lot of big teams are going to be there. So I think that'll be one to go undefeated in.
Well, some of your thoughts for you know, coming up is college volleyball in your cards?
Yeah, I think so. That's the plan.
That's so. Yep. Are you looking at some right now that you're interested in?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, what
any names?
I don't know if you guys know Trevecca Nazarene down in Nashville.
Okay, yeah.
They're in the
mm-hmm.
GMAC, same conference as Hillsdale okay. and Finley and right. all them. And then I've also been looking at some NAI schools like Indiana Tech, and then an NAI school down there in Tennessee as well, Cumberland University.
Okay. So you reach out through some of the high school or some of your travel? Did you kind of pick up on some of them?
Most of them were travel, yeah.
Okay. Who do you play travel with?
Athlete headquarters in Sylvania.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah. Can you stick around a minute? We had to take a break for a message from our sponsor, the Lenawee Intermediate School District. But we'll be back with our Athlete of the Week in just a moment.
Lenawee Intermediate School District is seeking superheroes to work undercover as speech-language pathologists in local K-12 and preschool educational settings. These heroes use their powers to help students with speech, language, and communication disorders or delays reach their full potential. Direct employees will receive competitive wages, tuition reimbursement, state retirement benefits, and excellent health care options. Contracted employees can earn up to $80,000 annually. Answer the call today at www.lisd.us/careers.
Back inside the cave here with our Athlete of the Week from Lenawee Christian, Isabel Kirkendall, volleyball player. And we were just talking about maybe what you want to do when you finish your volleyball career.
Yeah, I think I would like to be a teacher, work with younger kids. That's really, I've always loved that, and I just feel drawn to it. And I get to student aid this year and work with the kids, and it just makes it more clear that that's what I want to do.
So would coaching be involved in that too, do you think?
Hopefully, yeah.
Do you do any coaching now with the little kids?
Yeah, I like to step into some of the younger practices because they practice before us and youth tournaments and stuff. So
that's great.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you know, the world needs good teachers and people that are passionate about it. So it sounds like it's something that definitely might be right up your alley. So that'd be great.
So postseason play will be coming up soon. And with that record, are you looking to go pretty deep in the volleyball tournaments?
Yeah, we're definitely hoping to go pretty far.
So any idea who you might be facing first round?
First round, I think we play at Summerfield.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We play Summerfields in there. Morenci, maybe Sand Creek. That's just what I think it's been like last year.
Right. Like, I mean, is there any team out there looming? I know you guys, you know, have made some runs the last few years. Is there a team out there that, you know, in your division that you're going to be a tough test when you get there?
I saw that Leland was ranked number 2. Okay. I don't know much about them, but obviously also Battle Creek St. Phil is always, they're always a strong team, always have a great fundamentals, great coach. So that'll be another one too.
Well, good luck, and we wish you the best, and congratulations on being
named
our Athlete of the Week from Lenawee Christian Volleyball, Isabel Kirkendall, in studio with us today, and I hope you have a great day today.
Thank you.